This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage your women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment, so don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day. To your lane talk show, it makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark, just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed.
Show with Coach Trish Hannah. Hello, good afternoon, Bahamas. It is such an honor to be in your presence once again on this beautiful Sunday. The weather is perfect. It's not too cold, it's not too hot, it is absolutely perfect. I'm your host, Coach Trish Hannah, and yes, you are tuned into Your Lane Talk Show. And this is the space where women are empowered, educated, and encouraged, spirit, soul, and body. This is a faith-based show, and we are not afraid to go places where you would normally, you know, won't hear from other other churches, other body of believers. You have some people who be like, okay, we're not touching this, and if we do this, it's only going to be the surface, you know, we're not going deep. So this type of show was literally produced and want to go past the ankle and the knees. We want to go all the way deep, you know, because we want to ensure that our people are set free. We have a lot of people out there who are in need of knowledge, and the Word of God says it is through knowledge that the just be delivered. We address the real, the raw, the often unspoken. So, of course, if by chance you'd be like, oh my goodness, I didn't know. Being mindful also that the guests who we have on our show, they come with scripture references, all right? They come with receipts, okay? So they ain't just come in and just fluffing around. We make sure that they are held accountable to the words that they say, all right? We are still in our powerful January series titled The Aligned Life. In fact, this is the very last day of that series, part four. And prior to that, of course, we've had a lot of groundwork. We laid a lot of groundwork for you. We had episodes 157 and 158 with Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing all the way from Freeport. He spoke about fasting, okay? He went deep, 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 deep. He gone looking for conch with fasting, all right? So it was some things that I did not even know that was brought up. And I believe that for a lot of people who actually testified after this broadcast, people were delivered and set free from those two shows, all right? And of course, you want to go ahead and look it up, all right? It's called episode 157 and 158, Fasting with Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. Now, that was basically him laying the foundation, and 158 was just filled with curious people who wanted to know, can I do this? This is how I fast. Is that possible? Da, da, da. So 158 was basically question and answers, all right? In episode 159, which was last week, we spoke about soul boundaries, protecting your peace and purpose with Dr. Shannon Davis-Wills. And That was also powerful because you say you want to move ahead. You say you're fasting. You say you're praying. But if you're still holding on to things, if you still have unforgiveness in your spirit, in your soul, yeah, you can't go far. You can't say you're soaring with wings, right? You can't say you're soaring into 2026 and you still have baggage. So she was here to help you for those who may still have that baggage from 2025 and back in the days, to release it and to lay it at the feet of the Master, which is Jesus Christ, all right? But today, we're closing the series with the missing piece, which is prayer, all right? That's the missing piece right there, because here's the truth. Some breakthroughs don't come unless there's much prayer and fasting. So yes, we learned about the fasting, but the prayer has to be a part of it too. So those two are in sync, and you can't have one without the other, okay? And you can find that in Matthew chapter 7. Many of us have fasted, but we've learned how to pray. We haven't learned how to pray with power, all right? And we're prayed. We all know how to pray. Or some of us who may not know how to pray don't understand that with praying comes using the word of God as well, which is the sword of the Spirit. And of course, we have someone to talk about that later on in the show. Today's episode is entitled Pray with Power, Breaking the Blocks to Break Through. All right, we're talking about how to pray effectively, what hinders answers, and why walking in alignment with the word of God is so pivotal to seeing results. If you've been praying and still feel stuck, still feel as if, okay, what's going on? I feel as if God is not hearing me. You've been fasting but not seeing any movement. If you're spiritually tired and frustrated or waiting on God for clarity, this episode is for you. But I don't want you to be selfish. I want you to go and tell your neighbor, tune into the show too, okay? So go and tag the page, tag your friends, share the page, share the link. If you're on YouTube, copy and paste it to your WhatsApp group so that they would know what is happening and how we can get people out of bondage. You have some people who stop trusting in God simply because they believe that God is not hearing their prayers. You have some people who stop going to church. You have some people who stop their relationship or are just not interested anymore in praying because they think that God is not hearing their prayers. Now, there are some reasons why God don't hear our prayers, and we're going to talk about that as well, all right? They're locked into Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian radio app for Android or Apple on the website also. We're at www.guardiantalkradio.com. We're on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, and we are on YouTube, Your Lane with Coach Trish Hannah Live. So lots of ways to hear us today. All right, Your Lane episode 160, Pray with Power, Breaking the Blocks to Breakthrough, is brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching, The Perfume Bar, YBE Promotions. Now I'm excited about them because YBE Promotions, it's going big, all right? They're bringing over Maverick City and Elevation Music, Chandler Moore. Y'all know him, right? Y'all know Chandler Moore, right? Okay, he's coming. He's coming with a Heart of Worship at the I Shall Not Want concert featuring DJ Godson, Oslane Jadord, Nigel Lewis, Shara J, and Xander, hosted by your girl, Jonae Gibson. Jonae, you know, I'll be listening to your show, you know. This ain't no competition type thing. We are sisters in Christ. I love your show. All right. This is all happening February 26th. The beach, and it's located at the Beach Soccer Stadium, East Bay Street, Nassau, Bahamas. And for those who are watching me, let me see if I could put this flyer up so you can have an idea. There you go. The flyer's up so you can get to see, yes, at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Now, listen, half of the tables, I was told that are already gone, but I think he's bringing some more tables in, I was told also. So for those who were planning on getting table positions or table places where you can actually watch and enjoy, because there's so many people asking for it, he's literally trying to bring some more tables on board. So go and get your tickets at www.bahamastickets.com. We are also brought to you by the Children's Dream Journal. Now, as we talk about alignment and living intentionally this year, let's not forget the next generation. Our children have dreams, they have purpose, and God speaks to them at a very early age. all right, through their dreams. The Children's Dream Journal helps parents guide their children to write down their dreams, pray over them, and understand that God has a plan for their lives. It's more than a journal. It's a way of saying, I see you, I hear you, and I'm covering your destiny. And if one of your goals this year is to spiritually protect and pour into your child, this journal is a great place to start. It's available at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale, and also we're also brought to you by DQ Bahamas. Yay! Listen, let me tell y'all something. DQ say they ain't on y'all food war run. They are staying in their own lane, all right? Because at the moment, they just opened up the Grill and Chill on Harbor Bay, in Harbor Bay Shopping Center, where you get the juicy burgers, you get your Blizzard, you get your fries, all right? So you ain't just going there for Blizzard and just a little piece of hot dog. No, you're getting a big burger.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, with your fries and everything, it's a Grill and Chill. So you could go there for lunch and still have a little dessert afterwards, all right? The Harbor Bay Shopping Center is where the Grill and Chill is for now. But, of course, you could visit any one of the DQ locations. And we're also brought to you by the Women of Strength Association. Let me put their flyer up. Looking to start 2026 with clarity and intention, the Women of Strength Association presents its receiving season, the Ultimate Vision and Prayer Board Experience. This is not your average vision board party. It's strategically designed to leave you fully charged to take on 2026. This is all happening Sunday, February 1st from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. And you can join them for a powerful Write the Vision. Pray with strategy and step boldly into your next season. Featuring guest speaker Dr. Sharon Neely. Y'all know, all right? Oh, all right. She's the one to make sure you get your hair set and your stuff done. She makes sure you have perfect growth and texture with your hair. But she's talking about, you know, the vision board and how to prepare for 2026 in this run. All right. Investment is just $50 with supplies and refreshments included. The tickets are available. You can go ahead and WhatsApp 423-9377. My question for you, audience, is why do you believe prayer is important before writing goals or setting plans for the year? I have two tickets for this particular event. Why do you believe prayer is important before writing goals or setting plans for the year? If you can text, WhatsApp, chat in the Facebook group, or give us a call, those tickets are yours, okay? And by the way, for those who don't know her, it's Dr. Sharon Neely. She's Fabulous Ronnie, okay? AKA Fabulous Ronnie, all right? So this is a steal of a deal for the day. You get your two tickets free of charge right here on Your Lane Talk Show. Here are the numbers to call: 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Everybody hear my voice? I could just ask. Yes, you can. 422-4796. That's 422-4796. And yes, Facebook and YouTube, you can also answer that question. For those who are asking, yes, you can. All right, once again, the question is, why do you believe prayer is important before writing goals or setting plans for the year? And the ticket to It's Recovering Season will be yours. Two tickets, all right? All right, so now let's get into it. I'm excited. I've been waiting for this moment, patiently waiting for this moment, all right, to introduce. I don't even know why I'm introducing this particular guest, because she's always on the show, you know, and she's always, normally when you have people who come more than twice or three times on my show, I'd be like, this is my co-host, but I'm just going to introduce her for those of you who may not know who she is. Producer Chris, can you just put the camera on her for me, please? All right, this is Apostle Rosemary Pena. She is the senior pastor and founder of Legacy Church Bahamas, a thriving multi-generational ministry in Nassau. She is known internationally as a dynamic speaker, anointed psalmist, and leader with a deep love for the local church. As an apostle to pastors, she is committed to reviving and strengthening the body of Christ while raising legacy builders. Born in the Dominican Republic and raised in New Jersey, Her bilingual upbringing helps shape her leadership and passion for ministry and music. She studied pastoral ministry at Southeastern University in Florida before being ordained and relocated to the Bahamas. A trailblazing revivalist, she has impacted churches across the Caribbean, the United States, and Europe, championing kingdom diversity and spiritual renewal. Through both ministry and music, she consistently calls God's people into deeper intimacy with their first love. I could not think of a better person to do this particular show with than Apostle Rosemary Pena. So Apostle, we are delighted to have you once again on Your Lane Talk Show.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I enjoy our conversations. I really do enjoy your company.
Yes.
So it's really good.
Thank you. Thank you. So listen, we're going to get straight into it because most of the time is already just spent on our sponsors, which is good. We're going to make sure they get their coverage. You know,
absolutely.
We're keeping them.
Tropical Gyros got us on lock.
Oh, yeah? I gotta make sure they have your lunch for y'all too prepared. Yes, yes. Chef Kalma. I get too excited. Man. We got to make sure that Pastor Wallace received lunch at least once this week. All right? Amen. Okay, all right. So, Apostle Rosemary, let's get straight into it for those who do not know, or people who may just assume. Yeah. What is prayer? That's the basics. We're going to go there, the shallow, and then we work our way up.
Amen. Well, prayer is a conversation with the Lord. And you have to establish that because we were made for intimacy. Mm-hmm. The whole process of redemption and us coming into Christ was about the Lord bringing us back to his original intent for us, mm-hmm. which was that we would abide with him in communion and in intimacy, and that we would be image bearers. He made us in his likeness. He made us from love, for love, and for a relationship. And there's no relationship that exists healthily mm-hmm. without communication.
Absolutely. So that's the communication between man and...
And God. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what does it truly mean to pray with power? Because, you know, that's what our theme is today. Versus simply praying out of routine or desperation.
Prayer with power is not... I will say it's about receiving answers. That when you pray, you see the manifestation of that prayer and that intercession. That's what Jesus promised us because he gave us a new way to pray when he was on the earth. I always tell our people, you know, it's interesting. The questions that people ask will always reveal to you what impacted them the most. Mm-hmm. And Jesus' disciples watched him perform miracles. They watched him multiply food. They watched him do so many wonders among them. But when it was time for them to ask him the how-to mm-hmm. and the practical, they said, teach us how to pray. And I think the reason for that is that often you saw Jesus retreat. And the Bible says he went off to a secluded place mm-hmm. to pray, mm-hmm. to talk to the Father. And I know that his disciples connected the ministry of power that was in demonstration and authority to the reality of his prayer life. And so the question wasn't teach us how to perform miracles, but teach us how to pray. Mm. So praying with power is having an effective life of the demonstration of the authority of God.
So do you believe when people just pray out of desperation, are their prayers, you know, still answered? Are they hindered?
Remember that God is merciful. So there are prayers that he would answer simply because of his mercy. Mm. But the Lord instructed us to abide in him. Yeah. In John 15, he said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you can ask whatever and it will be done for you. Mm. So there is a place in God where he's asking for a different posture than just desperation. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I said to my church today that I felt like the Lord was saying to us as Legacy Church was that one of the things that Jesus did on his exit, he taught his disciples how to serve, because he said, in order to be the greatest in the kingdom, you have to be a servant of all, right? Mm-hmm. But before he left, he said, I no longer call you servants. Now I call you friends. Mm-hmm. That's a posture. That's a proximity that we have access to as believers. And in that place of friendship and intimacy, then we have consistency in answered prayers. It's not hit and miss. Mm. It's not, you know, one moment we have effectiveness and another moment we don't. But there is a consistent response from heaven to us. And God has boundaries. There's parameters. You know, he does relationships healthy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we think it's a, you know, free for all. Mm-hmm. I can do whatever, live whatever, show up however. And just because I have a need and I ask God, he is responsible to answer, and I'm entitled to an answer. Mm. But there are parameters, and we have to look at the parameters. If I know you talked about the delays and the things that hinder. So, for example, Psalm 66, 18 says, if I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Mm-hmm. So when you regard wickedness, that means it implies that you're cherishing, tolerating, or justifying sin. You can't live outside of abiding in Christ, but expect that because you have an urgency or a need or a situation that puts you in a place of desperation, that you are entitled to an answer. There's a better way.
There's a better way.
There's a better way to live it.
Are there any other blockages that may be a hindrance to someone's prayer?
Yeah. There's plenty of them, actually. I think you touched on some of it last week when you talked about unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. In Mark chapter 11, 25, 26, when you stand praying and you remember, you know, that you have an ought, an offense, you got to forgive. Heaven's economy requires alignment with mercy. You can't hold people captive to unforgiveness in your heart and expect that that's not going to be a hindrance to your intercession. It is. We have to have a clear heart, because we have to abide. The abiding is abiding in his love.
Yeah.
You know, wrong motives. James chapter 4, James said, you ask and you do not receive. And he's very blunt with it. Why? Because you ask with wrong motives. Mm-hmm. You pray amiss because you ask with the wrong motives. So prayer driven by self-exaltation or pleasure nullifies effectiveness. Because the prayers that we pray should also align with the nature of God. Right? It should align with the nature of God. Some people believe that because you're angry at someone, you can pray for their demise. But then he said, no, bless those who curse you. Mm-hmm. Pray for your enemies. Love your enemies. So there's a posture that the Lord is asking of us. Wrong motives, carnal desires are going to be a hindrance. And then we know that faith is the currency of heaven, right? James hit us when it came to intercession and prayer. James was in Playing Games. He said, the one who doubts is like he's tossed to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he must not expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. Why? Hebrews tells us the reason. For that, he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That Bishop T.D. Jakes used to say it with his thundering voice, right? The isness of God.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a clear revelation mm-hmm. of who God is. And you have to come to him with that reality of faith. Now, hear me, because I'm giving us the boundaries and the parameters, also with the understanding that God is a merciful God mm-hmm. and that he is good. And we're talking about effective and consistent intercession, that abiding reality that brings about consistent answers requires a certain posture from us. Mm-hmm. Will he answer you? He has answered us sometimes when we've been in the midst of sin. Why? Mercy. But his mercy extended is not the same as his favor resting on us and us having a consistent audience with him and us abiding with him. So doubt and unbelief, lack of faith, is always going to be a hindrance. We must believe. And unbelief restricts the move of the Spirit. You know, Jesus was able to perform miracles everywhere mm-hmm. until he went to his hometown. And he said, and he couldn't do many miracles in his hometown because they had a lot of unbelief. That unbelief showed up through familiarities. Yeah. The way they regarded him and dishonored him because they knew his family. Mm-hmm. But that unbelief hindered them. It didn't hinder him. It hindered them from receiving what he was capable of releasing to them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot as it pertains to the hindrance that we can go into. And one that we don't talk about too often. I'm going to share it here. But I want to read a little bit of an extensive verse in 1 Peter 3 and 7.
Please stop. No. You see me doing my thing like this. Look at this last thing right here. Because I was about to touch this. I wasn't going to be able to go there. Listen, we'll touch thank it. You, Holy Spirit. Go right ahead. Please go there.
It says, in the same way you married men should live considerately with your wives. I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Version. Mm-hmm. With an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation, honoring the woman as physically the weaker, but realizing that you are joint heirs of the grace, God's unmerited favor of life, in order that your prayers may not be hindered and cut off. Otherwise, you cannot pray effectively. We don't talk about that, you know, a lot of times, maybe specifically because the weight here and the responsibility is on the men and how they regard their wives. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of God's real anger in Malachi with the priest. Mm-hmm. If you know the story there, he told the men, the priests were asking him and really demanding, we are fasting, we are praying, and we are crying out to you, and you are silent and you don't hear. And he said to them, I can't hear your prayer because the cries of your wives is louder.
Yes.
And in that instance, what was happening in that moment was that the men, the priests, were marrying foreign women. And they were giving them certificates of divorce for the smallest things. Mm-hmm. And what that meant was these women were being brought in to their country and then left destitute. Mm-hmm. And they were in their agony and in their cry. And the Lord said, I can't hear your prayer because their cry is louder. So how you show up, I'm not just putting the weight of that on the men. So men, you know, be gracious. And women, don't snuff. Mm-hmm. But it's clear in scripture that how you show up relationally also affects your intercession mm-hmm. and your prayer and the effectiveness of that, that there is a certain disharmony that hinders your prayer and the effectiveness of your prayer. And of course, you know, pride and self-righteousness doesn't have a place in the humility that is necessary for prayer. We know that in Luke 18, the Pharisees, like, look at me, God. I've done this. Mm-hmm. I've done that. I am better than this tax collector on the side of me. And the tax collector just said, I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
You know, he acknowledged his condition before the Lord. Mercy and grace was extended to him because humility attracts the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And prayer, honestly, in all of it, prayer is grace extended. When God answers our prayer, he is extending grace to us. And so if we want a consistent extension of his grace, then we have to know the art of humility. Come before him with humble hearts, yielded to him and ready to receive of him. And then we know that we also are fighting an enemy, and that at times we have demonic resistance,
mm-hmm.
That we have to deal with territorial spirits, principalities, powers, dominions, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We also understand that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So warfare shouldn't make us fearful.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a world that is being redeemed, and the enemy can't stop the church, but he'll try to hinder. So sometimes the delay is there, but it's not denial. It just means you got to persevere and contend in intercession when there's demonic opposition.
You want to go there?
Yeah,
I have a section specifically for warfare. So if you want to go there, let me know. What we're going to do is take a quick break. And right after this break, we're going into warfare. We're going into how to fight back, how to fight the enemy. We're not fighting people. We're fighting the principalities and all the rulers of darkness and the spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
We want to learn how to do that, too, because you just can't just show up there. You know, coming back for my things, devil, right? You ain't get no power.
You don't have
no sword. You get licked right out. All right, we're going to talk about that right after the break.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with us. This is Coach Trish, and you are listening to Your Lane Talk Show with our guests, Apostle Rosemary Pena, and we are talking about prayers and how to break through, all right? We're talking about how to break those blocks that may be hindering our prayers, okay? We want to pray with power. And just before we continue on, I want to read the answer. Before the show, you know, I asked a question, you know, why is it important for us to pray prior to writing our goals and visions? And we have a winner here that says, if we are serious about being led by the Spirit with purpose and clarity, I believe prayer is necessary for that to happen. It will remove blockages and prevent the plans of the enemy from forming. All right. So congratulations to Nadia Forbes. And I don't know who you're taking with you, but I know you're going to have a dandy, all right, with the Women of Strength Association event that is happening February 1st at 3:30 p.m., okay? You're going to have a wonderful time. Vision, they're going to be praying. They even got the little snacks, so hopefully you didn't finish with your fasting if you've been doing that, so you could eat and have a wonderful time socializing. Okay, let's get back to it because it's juicy. I had someone that said, Lord is getting gooder and gooder. All right. Lord is getting good and good. I'm telling you, this is so good. And we're just progressing, all right? There's some things that we're about to cover that I really need. I'm hoping that you have your pen and paper, all right? Your notebook and your pen. I've been doing that along the way. So if you see, for those who watch me via Facebook and be like, why is she looking down? That's because I'm actually taking notes. And these are things that I would want us to refer to whenever we find ourselves or we feel as if we're being blocked. We have to search our hearts. Let's get that heart check. Let's get it, you know, to find out if we're praying with the right motives. Let's find out if we actually have that heart posture of forgiving those who may have wronged us. We're praying, making sure that we don't have double-mindedness, you know. We don't want to be unstable, and we don't want to be wishy-washy because we won't receive anything from God. So there are some parameters, as Apostle Pena stated. There are some reasons why God will say, hey, let me pull back a little bit until I get this person to get in alignment, all right? And then you have some people who be like, how is it that this person is getting their prayers answered and they're not doing what they really should be doing, which is abiding in the Lord, right? And so Apostle stated, hey, God still extends grace.
He does.
No, and there's a scripture that says he reigns on the just and the unjust. So that's
sometimes
fair.
It's somebody else's intercession that is being visited upon them, you know. Our mothers prayed us into the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
I know my mother is the reason why I'm saved. So we can sometimes think, you know, God is answering my prayers and it's some other person that's interceding on our behalf, and that's the favor that we're seeing.
Oh my God.
And that's the answers that we're actually experiencing.
All right, so let's get into warfare, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start off by, we want to know, like, how do we get to engage in warfare? We see people in church and be like, oh, I pull down and I destroy and I bind and all these different things, and they just show up, and then you don't normally hear, you know, putting on the full armor of God before doing that. Mm-hmm. How important is it to put on the full armor of God prior to engaging with the enemy?
So let me pull the curtain back even further, mm-hmm. right? And let's start with the reality of the whole story of God, because mm-hmm. it begins there, right? Mm-hmm. God in heaven, there was a rebellion, right? Satan was sent down, like he fell like lightning. What was his intention in heaven? That he should be worshiped as God was,
pride.
Right? Mm-hmm. It was pride, Leviathan, mm-hmm. The manifestation. He wants to be like God. He was... he saw the glory of God reflected on him, and he fell in love with the reflection of the glory, but he wanted to be the source of that. He was cast down to the earth, and then in his face, the Lord makes us. He creates us, and he gives us his image as a gift, brought us into his image and his expression. We were image bearers from the beginning. Mm-hmm. What we lost in the garden was his presence. Mm-hmm. It was that communion that we were made for. It was that relationship of abiding. When we lost it, all of creation went into that same decay that sin brings us into. Mm-hmm. This is why the foundation of prayer must be laid as first. Does he answer the prayers of the sinner? His mercy is extended. Yes, absolutely. But if you want a life of consistent answered prayer, you must come into Christ. Mm-hmm. You must come into, James said, submit to God, mm-hmm. resist the devil. And he, mm-hmm. if you want a consistent victory over the enemy, you cannot consistently win on a whim and a prayer in that sense, mm-hmm. right? You have to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When the enemy got humanity to partner with him, then he became the usurped authority on the earth. He began to manage the systems and the structures, and Jesus called him the ruler of the power of the air, right? Principalities, powers, dominions. But when Christ went to the cross, when the enemy thought he was defeating him on the cross, he put him in the winning position. He didn't understand the victory of the cross, and he didn't understand that putting him in the cross would not just put Jesus in the winning position, but he would put us in the winning position. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. And the first thing he did when he came from the cross, he went down to the pits of hell. He stripped Satan of his authority and of the power that Adam had relinquished to him. And he set us back into right alignment, mm-hmm. and right position. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are co-crucified with Christ, mm-hmm. and we are co-resurrected with Christ. And then we are co-seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says, far above principality, power, dominion, and every name that is named. Why am I focusing on that? Because you can't engage warfare from the lower ground of the carnal nature or our old sinful nature. Mm-hmm. Don't try to tear down principalities and powers and engage in warfare when you're not co-seated.
Come on.
Our victory is in Christ. We have to have the mountain advantage, right? In military warfare, if you have the heights, you have the victory, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right? And so God gave us the heights in Christ, in Christ. This is the winning position for us. So what do we have in Christ? He's given us armor. But that armor is not just some religious thing that we recite, right? Mm-hmm. Because we've seen that too. I'm putting on the armor of God, and we declare it. I'm putting on the belt of truth. Mm-hmm. But you haven't studied your word. So where is the truth? If you're not abiding in the truth, if my word abides in you, then you can ask what you will. Because usually when the word of God is abiding in us, then we're going to pray according to the word. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray in alignment with his will, which really matters, right? We're going to pray effective, because we're not praying for things that are not a part of the promises of God concerning us. So a wordless prayer warrior that hasn't really put on the belt of truth, not just declared it, you know, we have songs about it. We do things, we say it. I'm putting on the helmet of salvation. But you haven't really submitted your life to Christ. You've confessed him as Savior, but you haven't made him Lord. Then you got to question whether you actually have the helmet of salvation on. And that's important, right? Because every piece of the armor gives us not just strategy for the warfare, but also shows us where the warfare is. Mm-hmm. Why do you need the helmet of salvation? Because one of the greatest grounds of victory that the enemy had when we were in Adam was the accusation. We were in sin, dead in trespasses. We were not justified before God. Mm-hmm. So there was an accusation against us. There was a debt that we owed, because the penalty of sin is death. So the accuser of the brethren had every legal right to accuse us before the Lord. But in Christ, when we come into Christ, that debt is paid, that accusation is lifted. Now we are free to deal with the warfare in our mind. Where's the warfare of our mind? In our mind? You got to cast down every stronghold and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Mm. And that's important, because most of that we face has to do with our wrong thinking. Mm. It has to do with how we were trained by our sin nature to think outside of the mind of Christ. And we have a lot of ungodly belief systems. And as a man thinketh, so is he, because thoughts take up mental real estate. They are actual real property in your brain, in your mind, that instruct your life. Your life will always follow your beliefs, right? So when you put on the helmet of salvation, when you put on the helmet, now you are thwarting the accusations of the enemy. Because I'm no longer bound to who you say that I am. I am in Christ. I have a different point of reference now. I have a different point of reference for my I am-ness, right? I am back in right alignment. That means I'm back in the position of being an image bearer. And I can and I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind. These are not just some kind of things that you declare, right? It's actual armor that you have to engage with practical application. Yeah. The breastplate of righteousness. You have no righteousness of your own. All of this is what we gain in Christ. Mm. Our righteousness is not ours. It's his. It's his righteousness that we are clothed in. I told my church today, because I actually preached from Ephesians chapter 6 today, and I told them to yell it at the top of their lungs, clothe yourself. Because you can't come to the battlefield and you're not clothed. Come on. And you're not clothed in Christ and you think you're going to fight devils. No. The enemy is the most, he's more legal, more of a legalist than we have ever been. He looks for any place where he can ensnare. That's why he said the strategy, you got to, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but We're fighting these principalities, but there is a way to be successful. Put on the whole armor of God. For what? Not so we can declare something that is not real, but that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Why does he have to have strategies and deceits? Because he no longer has authority. Mm. The authority that he usurped was stripped from him, paraded naked.
Listen to me. Let me tell y'all something. This is even, we didn't even, this ain't even the meat yet, y'all. We getting there. But I want you to know, if you don't know your authority by now, if you don't know where you are seated by now, if you don't know that you're already victorious by now, whatever you was doing before then, whatever, you need to unlearn that and listen and tune into today's show. If you know someone who needs to know how to pray properly, tag them. Send this link out. Send it out to people who need it, because this is deep right here. All through this Facebook messages, all I'm hearing is, this is so good. I'm reading. This is so good. Thank you so much. Come on, ma'am. you know, people, fire emojis, because this is what is needed to set the people of God free. You can't go fighting, as Apostle stated, you're fighting a war that you don't even know how the war begun. You don't even know the history of it. You don't even know where you're seated. And most importantly, you can't go saying you're fighting something and you don't have your tools and your armor on with you. If you have it on, you don't know how to use it. So it doesn't make no sense you holding it up or keeping it on you if you have, for instance, your sword, if it's dull as a plastic knife. Where you going with that? Yeah. Where you going with that?
And then we have divided allegiance. We're talking about consistent victories, right? But you can't, James said, submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee. Mm-hmm. Adam, my church say it a number of times today. Submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee. You can't be in allegiance. You can't sleep with the enemy.
No.
And want victory over him. You have to first submit under the lordship of Jesus Christ. You submit to God, then you have the capacity to resist the enemy. Because as long as you are still in allegiance to the enemy, you have no dominion over his realm. Mm-hmm. Dominion is delegated authority. It is rightfully ours. We are the church, not the government, not any other institution in the face of the earth has the authority that the true ecclesia of God has to pull down strongholds, to shift the tide of history, to pray into the will of God on the earth. I told my church today, as I was preparing for this week's sermon, I was thinking about the weapons that the Lord has given us, mm-hmm. even in Ephesians, right? If we dissect it and really study the armor of God. Mm-hmm. But I was also thinking about the prayer that he did teach when the disciples asked, how do we pray? Mm-hmm. And how we have reduced the Lord's prayer to liturgy and something that we say without intention. But I said to our church, the Lord's Prayer is a declaration of war. Because from the moment you open up with our Father, mm-hmm. you are stating to the principalities and powers and dominions, I've changed my allegiance. I am no longer identifying my life with Adam. That is the old me that was dead in trespasses and sin. I can only call him Abba by way of his son. Mm. I can only come to the Father if I've made Jesus my Lord. And the moment I say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I've made a declaration that I shifted my worship to be in right alignment with God, who is now my Father. It's all about identity now. It's all about identity, because ultimately all of the warfare is not just about the car that he can take from you, or the house that he can take from you, or the things that he can take from you. What he is after, distorting the image of the Son in you. It's an identity warfare at the end of the day. He wants the image of God to be perverted in humanity. That's what sin is. Sin is a distortion of your original design, God's intent for you. Why? Because where sin abides, Christ cannot. And where we give way to a life of sin, we depart from the presence of God, right? And we were made for him. We were made from him. We were made for him. We were made to live with him in union and communion. So this warfare thing is not just about what you can accomplish or whatever. At the end of the day, the enemy wants to distort the image. And at the end of the day, Christ died so we can be redeemed in him to represent the image of God on the earth. So we got to go back to what he gave us. So the Lord's Prayer, right, as a declaration of war. I'm warring against everything that has warred against my life, because the greatest gift I can give back to God is a life lived in his design. Mm. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. My allegiance in worship is to you. You are the one exalted. You are the one holy. You are the one who I revere. You have my adoration. Thy kingdom come. Now you're dealing with systems that are governing the earth. When you say thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You are aligning. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God and his Christ, because the redemption is all about bringing everything, the whole cosmos, back into full alignment in the way that they were intended before the fall. So it's not a simple liturgical prayer, mm-hmm. right? We reduced it. We say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," because we lost the revelation of the power. God is redeeming all things. When I say, your kingdom come, your will be done in this Bahama land, in this nation, in the government, in the educational system, over the airways, in the media, in the family, in the school, wherever your kingdom come, align earth to heaven's reality. It's a declaration of war against every usurped authority that the enemy still has in position.
Selah. we have a Pastor LaQuisha in the studio, right? I'm looking at her and she's looking at me. She's laughing at me because she know I'm looking for a shoal. I need somebody, some usher, some... I'm holding on to my seat so I don't go running around the studio because this is word. This is powerful. This is meat. This is solid food. And I pray that we are all able to take it in, digest it properly. All right, and not just listen to it once, but continuously listen to it so we can understand, because this helps. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, knowing your authority, knowing that you have a relationship with Christ. Christ, what gives you access, first of all, to him, and then secondly, the power and authority to rule over dominions and powers and all these other things that are trying mm-hmm. to hinder you from living the abundant life that he promised us.
Mm-hmm. And bear his image on the earth, which we owe to the next generation. They got to see a blueprint. God, they got to see a blueprint.
Listen, so I'm going to skip a couple of these questions. There was someone that said, where is it? I already see we need a part two. This can't be rushed, okay? And guess what? I agree with you, but let me see if we can get as much as we can in this. I want to talk about the courts of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we have an accuser, and I want you to help to teach the people, first of all, how to do that. We'll get back to the warfare per se, y'all, because I know there's some more things that you want to know about that, but I just want to make sure we cover at least a little piece of this before our time runs out. Can you explain what it means to pray in the courts of heaven and how this form of prayer differs from traditional petition or intercession?
Okay. So, you know, I like to go back to the blueprint always, because I think sometimes we have these new teachings that come along and they bring us back into works and bring us back into
religion.
Almost religion mm-hmm. and distance and all of that. One of the most beautiful things that... pictures that we have of our access to the Lord. He gave us the pattern of the heavenly tabernacle. Mm-hmm. And he gave us the pattern of the heavenly tabernacle through the ministry of Moses, right? We had the blueprint. And in that blueprint, you saw the different levels of connection and light. So I'll give you the example. In the outer court, you had natural light. Outside of the outer court, that would have been the Egypt experience, mm-hmm. enslavement, sin, all of that. We come into the outer court, the court of the Gentiles. That was natural light. You could inner court, that was spiritual light. There was a light there, a lamp that God himself lit.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That was part of the furniture. And as you study the tabernacle of Moses, what you get is a picture of everything that Christ accomplished for us. When you go into the holies of holies, God is light, because the light in the holies of holies is the glory of the Lord. Mm-hmm. There's no other source of light, excuse me, in the holies of holies, but the Lord himself. We know in Hebrews that the Bible says that when Christ declared, "It is finished," that veil broke completely open. Mm-hmm. It parted, it opened. And the declaration now was, now you have access to the throne room of God. In the tabernacle of Moses, only one man, once a year, with a threat of death.
If you ain't got it together, son, don't go.
Could enter in. And it was the high priest. Mm-hmm. But Christ has become our high priest, mm-hmm. which gives us continual access. But I want to bring it to a different tabernacle as well, and a different pattern. I don't think we've heard the conversations on this enough, mm-hmm. which is the tabernacle of David. The tabernacle of Moses, excuse me, mm-hmm. was still in full operation when the children of Israel, through their rebellion under the leadership of Saul, lost the Ark of the Covenant. Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Who loses the presence of God? mm-hmm. When the Philistines took hold of the Ark of the Covenant, the Bible says it went from city to city. I mean, they were breaking out in hemorrhoids. That's the funniest thing ever. Every city that the presence of God went, or the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant went, the people were breaking out in hemorrhoids, and they will pass it on to the next city and the next city and the next city. What I love about David is that the first thing he did when he came into his dispensation of leadership, mm-hmm. is that he said, "I'm not doing this without his presence." So his first order of service as a king was, we got to get the ark. Mm-hmm. We need the presence of God. And we know that David is one of those interesting fellows, because he had a revelation of worship in the Old Testament that was for the New Testament. He understood. It's like Abraham had a revelation of resurrection, mm-hmm. before the resurrection, mm-hmm. Because he knew that if he slayed Isaac, he said, Hebrews told us that he knew God will raise him back up. Mm-hmm. It's the same way that David, for some reason, had a revelation of New Testament worship in Old Testament times. Mm-hmm. And we know that because when he decided to bring back the ark, the first thing he did is he didn't do it according to the instructions given through Moses. You can't violate the way God said to carry a thing. Mm-hmm. So ox cart, Uzzah goes for it, dead on impact. David's frustrated. House of Obed-Edom, we know the story. He's seen the house of Obed-Edom blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed. And he goes back to the original mission. We can't leave the ark over there. At the central point of my kingship, the presence of God has to be there. But I love what David did. Although I'm like, he's genius and he's amazing. And again, he was a prophet and a king. And so prophets are entrusted to create atmospheres for the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Abel had a blueprint of worship that Cain didn't have. Why did he have it? Because he was a prophet. And prophets are custodians of atmospheres for his presence. Mm-hmm. So why is that important? Because David could have restored the ark back to Shiloh, back to the tabernacle of Moses in the temple that was still in existence. But instead, he put the tabernacle of God on Mount Zion. He built a tent, a normal tent, and he put the Ark of the Covenant in the middle of that tent. And he gave the people 24/7 access to the presence of God before Christ was crucified on the cross. Now, how did he make sure that it wouldn't be another Uzzah situation, or that it would be another high priest and people just dropping down dead? He surrounded the ark with worship 24/7. And he put in place the ministry of thanksgiving. How do you enter the courts of God? You enter through gratitude. Mm-hmm. Come into his courts with praise. Mm-hmm. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. There is a way to enter. And that reverence is the ministry of thanksgiving. So 24/7, the ministry of thanksgiving was an actual a ministry that he gave to Asaph, mm-hmm. to sing songs of thanksgiving before the presence of God continually. 24/7 worship, prayer, intercession was going on before the presence of God. And this is what's interesting, that when God said, I'm going to restore, he didn't restore the tabernacle of David, Moses. He said in Amos that he was going to restore the tent of David that was torn down, the tent of David on Mount Zion. What does that mean? That all of that other religious stuff that was happening is no longer necessary. We have full open access to the throne room of God. We have access through the blood of Jesus, mm-hmm. that has been applied to the mercy seat. So the accuser of the brethren can no longer accuse those that are in Christ. He cannot bring accusation against us because the blood speaks a better word. When you understand your identity in Christ, you understand that Christ died for our access. We don't have to take this long journey into his presence. The restoration was the tabernacle of David. 24/7, you have access to the presence of God. The blood has been applied on the mercy seat, and that has moved you and silenced the accusing of the enemy, because he has no legal right over us anymore. So now what do we do in that space? We come before him boldly. Boldly we enter. Boldly we come with songs of adoration, songs of praise, songs of thanksgiving, because we have continual access to him. We do. And in that access, we now have authority. We have the ability to pray prayers not from a distance. Sometimes the problem is how we see ourselves in him, because we're still seeing ourselves in the outer court. We're still seeing ourselves passing through the holy place when we've been positioned in the throne room. Mm-hmm. We've been positioned in Zion. It is from Zion that we're going to come. It is from Zion that we come with the song of the Lord and the song of deliverance, that we have the capacity to pray effectively, because now we don't just pray by way of the word of God. We pray also by way of the Spirit of God. I know we're going to get there, right? But praying in the Spirit is complete and full, effective intercession. Why? Because when you don't know what to pray as you ought, the Holy Spirit is perfect intercession. He makes intercessions through you with moanings and groanings that you will not understand. But when you say to the Holy Spirit, I want to pray for this situation, and you begin to pray in the Spirit, you are in line with perfect intercession. You can expect. You can pray like Jesus prayed. You know what I love about Jesus when he prays? He said, Father, I know that you hear me. There was such a confidence when he prayed because he knew he had an audience with the Father. And that's where we have to begin to pray, not questioning whether God hears. Not only does he hear, but he hears and he answers.
Yes.
And that's the secret power of the Christian believer, is that we have a God who's not mute. We have a God who actually hears and he answers.
His hands are not too short, y'all. His hands are not too short. He doesn't have any barriers in his ears, y'all. There's nothing hindering his ears from hearing us. Our tears make intercession for us and all. Mm-hmm. He keeps them bottled. This is amazing. This is beautiful. And I agree with that poster that says we need a part two. I don't know how we can get it back, but we cannot. Let me go start praying and interceding. You said it. If I believe in you, when you abide in me and I abide in you.
Now, you know I love you, so I will come for you anytime.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Because this is juicy. And we literally only have a few minutes left. We're going to take a quick break. And then after that break, we're going to wrap up this part one. And we're going to do a part two soon. But let's take a break, Chris, and we'll go from there.
This year is going to be magical, and Lurix invites you to feel the magic by taking care of you with small luxuries at excellent prices. Shop with Lurix all month long for our mega sale up to 50% off on selected fragrances, skincare, cosmetics, and so much more. Feel the magic and save this new year only at Lurix.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Well, Chris, turn this down. We're trying to get the juicy pop before we go. You're taking too long with this introduction. Cut it off. Listen to me. We're getting inputs. My God, what a word. Part two needed. Someone says part two pending. Someone says part two. Yes. My God, preach the truth. This is deliverance. Praise the Lord. Part two. All right. Yes, we're going to, by God's grace, going to have a part two because we aren't able to finish all of this in this little space of time. Now, I can be honest with you. I was saying while we were on a break that I pray that pastors get it together to the point where they get into the throne room themselves to get the meat that is needed for the people of God. Not saying everyone is not like that, because you do have you know, some pastors who would go in depth and they study and then they give the message and the word back to the people of God. Let me say, yes, Lord, let me be obedient. Let me leave that right there. So let's get back to what we were talking about. So we stand at a posture of saying we can go before the throne of God boldly. Yes. We can go boldly. We don't need we don't need intervention. We don't need a mediator. We don't need anyone on our behalf because Christ is
our advocate.
He's
our advocate.
So do you believe in being a part of a courtroom? Because there's so many different, you know, messages regarding that and a lot of books talking about it. Do you believe in a courtroom situation where
I think actually... Christ's finished work has already dealt with the matter in terms of the legal standing that the enemy had. I do believe that we pray from the throne room and that we need to move away from the religious mindset that has us praying to heaven. We decree from heaven because we are seated. I'll give you scripture for that. Ephesians 2:6. He raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So intercession flows from position, not desperation. We do not pray up to heaven. We pray from heaven's authority. Mm-hmm. So we are positioned in heaven. In terms of the enemy still having an audience to constantly accuse us, I think he tries to accuse us to ourselves. We can hear at times the accusations of the enemy, but he has no legal ground with the believer that understands their identity in Christ and their authority and positioning in Christ. He has legal ground if you don't know who you are, if you don't have your identity in Christ. But when Jesus said, "It is finished, it is complete," he no longer has authority over us. The work of the cross has shut down his legality.
So we don't necessarily have to go in a courtroom, special courtroom.
No, we go into the throne room of our Father.
Thank you for that. That's good. I needed that because I'm like, Lord, I need to go in the courtroom because this is what I read in one book, and I need to just petition what and tell the accuser, the brethren, you don't have no authority over me, blah blah blah. But no, because I could just speak and declare. Right?
You can declare. And you're declaring from heaven's perspective.
Exactly.
And you're declaring in Christ as you are seated in him. He doesn't have any legal right any longer. But we enforce. Our job on the earth right now is to enforce the victory of the cross. To enforce the victory that Christ has won for us. And to stand in that victory. That to stand, because he always leads us to triumph in who? In Christ Jesus. Not in your desires, not in your wants, not in your dreams, not in your goals. He doesn't lead you to triumph in your vision plan. He leads you to triumph in Christ. Mm-hmm. So the important thing, though, is that our life aligns with his will. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's necessary that we understand that sometimes in intercession, you're gonna need perseverance and you're gonna need endurance. That sometimes it's not that you're praying amiss, it's that the vision is for an appointed time. Yeah. And that when you persevere in prayer, you will see the manifestation of God come full force into your life. But you need perseverance because God is working something in us as we stand in intercession. Look, prayer is not... Prayer needs to be the breath we breathe. It's not an option. In Ephesians, Paul said, pray in all seasons. Mm-hmm. It has to be the consistent atmosphere that we align with. I love one thing that David said, and I can't quote the psalm at the moment, but he was talking about the adversaries that he had in his life. And he wasn't talking about people he didn't know. He said, for my love, they've become my adversaries. You know, I'm loving these people. I'm serving these people. I am giving to these people. And they have decided to oppose me. They've come against me But his resolve was this. He said, but I give myself to prayer. Now, in the original language, I had a mentor. She was a woman of prayer, Pastor Janice Stringer. She's the woman who taught me intercession and taught me how to pray when I was early on in my 20s. And she would always bring us to, she would bring us to the fact that in the original Hebrew, it said, but I prayer. We just added the, I give myself to prayer. And she would tell us, no matter what you're going through in your life, you don't just do prayer, you become prayer.
So that right there. You don't just do prayer. You become prayer.
You become
now,
prayer.
Now, the scripture that you were looking for is Psalm 109, verse 4.
There you go.
In return for my love, they accuse me, but I am a man of prayer.
Yes.
Listen, so we have just about 7 minutes left, and I don't know if I should ask this question or just wrap up and then wait for part two, because it's just so much to talk about. Let's stop there. And I want you to talk to us about what Legacy Church is doing. Talk to us about Legacy Church. This is meat. And we were on a break, and I said to Pastor LaQuisha, I said, y'all, my prayer is that you do not, those who are who attend Legacy, that you do not become too familiar and so familiar with the woman of God, the voice that she, when she speaks, that you just take it for granted and you just walk off and thinking, eh, yeah, whatever, I can hear it tomorrow. Oh, I ain't even interested. This is pure meat. This is where the Bible says we perish because we lack knowledge, but it is through knowledge that the just be delivered. So this is knowledge where we're actually getting. And there are people who literally stated in this time that we had that they have been delivered because of what has been shared today.
Amen.
Okay, so the message is more, it's not just surface. This is deep. And then you have no other choice but to get it as you're going through it, because she goes from the beginning, as you've seen here, from the start, from the Genesis, to work our way up so we could have a better understanding of where we are and how we're positioned in Christ even to this day.
Absolutely.
And I'm grateful for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am grateful
for having me here.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Legacy.
All right. So listen, you're not when you're called as a church to be a place of prayer, you can't just, you know, pray and then go on with your religious program. You got to capture the heart of God for the city, for the nation, what he wants to do. And sometimes it comes in ways that is different. So we're hosting February 7th from 10 to 1 p.m. The electoral process is what we're calling it. And I'll give you an insight into it. My daughter's turning 18 years old. I was talking to Dr. Brenda Harris-Pinder, who's the leader and founder of Women United in Prayer. I was telling her my vision and my burden that I had to educate the next generation in the electoral process. They are 18, now they can vote. But have they been educated in what their rights and responsibilities are as kingdom citizens concerning the nation? I've been in this nation for 20 years. I am a registered voter and a citizen of the Bahamas. And I've heard so many people that have so much to say about this nation. The Bahamas is not a real place, but they opt out of the electoral process. They don't show up to the polls. They don't show up to what matters. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can be a kingdom citizen and opt out of who gets put in position. Mm-hmm. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Mm-hmm. We pray, but then we act. And faith without works is completely dead. Mm-hmm. The currency of prayer is faith. So you can't pray for God to bring a change to the nation and then you don't act and you don't work. So we want to partner with Dr. Brenda, who said, I hear your heart. And then she went ahead and put it all together to present, especially for the young voters, first time voters. But all of us need to stop saying, I vote this way because my whole family has voted this way. And we're not thinking into the future and who has the heart of God for our nation, especially for the next generation. I think we ought to leave a better Bahamas. That means we've got to be conscious voters and we have to be educated voters. So February 7th from 10 to 1 p.m., we have Catechist Pleasant Bridgewater from Women United in Prayer. That will be with us, Dr. Brenda Harris Pinder, the founder of WOIP, myself, and then our speakers, Honorable L. Lachelle Adderley, President of the Senate, Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and David L. Forbes, Clerk of the Parliament. We're also going to have representatives from the Parliamentary Registration Department. So if you haven't registered to vote, you can do it on that day. Mm. It's nonpartisan. It's not about this color, this group, that group. It is not about that. I tell my church will never be a church that says we are this church or that church. Everybody votes their conscience, and that's the way I want it to be. So it is going to be simply informational. This is the law. This is what you need to know is your responsibility as a citizen, and this is what we need you to know. So when you show up to the polls, you show up informed.
I love that. I love that. And this is so important because you want to know. You, like you stated before, you don't want to have to vote because everybody in the house wears this color, so I have to do what mommy them say and grammy them say. No, let's find out. Let's learn. Let's educate ourselves, especially in this time, which we've got a couple more months before the time. So you want to know what you're doing. And as what I love of what you said, this is something that I stated in my meeting, my sales meeting, really, where a few of my colleagues said, oh, child, my daughter, they ain't voting. They ain't going out to vote. I said, oh, well, you expect them not to have a say then. You want them to be in this country and just have no voice.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And so, and I shared also the importance of doing that, you know, letting them choose. Because you, after you've already decided to stay home, then I don't want to hear you complaining. Don't go on social media and talk about the Bahamas.
Don't talk about the Bahamas is not a real place. Exactly. And this and this and that.
Exactly.
You have
no say.
No say.
I love it. I love it. Listen, our guest was Apostle Rosemary Pena from Legacy Church. She was a part of us. She was teaching us about prayer, the importance of prayer. Man, it was a delight. And yes, I had to stop the questions because we are completely out of time. But in that, she stated by God's grace that she's going to come back. I'm going to do a part two. She said it on air, and she said she'll do it for me. And we're going to make sure that Pastor Lucretia laughing. Pastor Lucretia is with us too. We're going to get on board. We're going to hear her voice as well. We want to hear her voice as well. All right. So Your Lane Talk Show episode 160 is brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching. You can go www.yourlanelifecoaching.com for your life and relationship coaching. John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Chef Kalmer, I've stated before, we need to make sure that the members of Legacy Church, even if it's only two and if it's only one day, but particularly Apostle Rosemary and Pastor Laquisha, get their meal this week.
They opened one next to my house, Cable Beach.
We already have them.
Oh, okay, man.
Y'all on lock. All right. We're also brought to you by YBE Promotions. Okay, and I wanted to let y'all know that they're doing a big thing with Chandler Moore in February. We're brought to you by DQ Bahamas Grill and Chill. All right, that's opening, that is already opened at Harbor Bay Shopping Center. And of course, we're also brought to you by the Women of Strength Association. Congratulations to Nadia Forbes, who won the two tickets for this particular event, which is happening on February 1st. If you want your tickets, go to WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp 423-9377. Thank you for those who've been tuning into Your Lane Talk Show. If this is your first time, I hope this is not will not be your last. Thank you so much, Chris, for holding it down for us, our producer. He's phenomenal. I pray that you all, just before this, I want you to know, next week we're going to have episode 161 with Mr. Trey Walters, Surviving the Betrayal, Reclaiming Your Strength. This young man wrote a book and has lived the life of having his wife left him for a warlock.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes. He's going to be on the show next week, God's willing. He's going to talk to us. He's going to share his testimony and then talk about how we can survive for those who've been through betrayal, how to overcome that. All right, so you don't want to miss that. Next month, February is already lined up. So we're going to get ready for that. All about, isn't the typical love, oh, lovey, coochie, coochie, coochie. No, we're going to make sure you get delivered through every message, every show that we do. Deliverance is going to take place, okay? I pray that you were all empowered, all educated, and all, what's the other one? Encouraged today to stay in alignment as you walk in your lane. Yes, part two is on the way. Part two will probably be in March, God's willing, since that's everyone's good. Already confirmed for February. Until next time, everyone, continue to walk in your lane and happy Sunday. God bless you.
This year is going to be magical, and Lurix invites you to feel the magic by taking care of you with small luxuries at excellent prices. Shop with Lurix all month long for our mega sale up to 50% off on selected fragrances, skincare, cosmetics, and so much more. Feel the magic and save this new year only at Lurix.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.